Daily Light, June the 13th, morning. Abide in me, and I in you. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Abide in me, and I in you. John 15:4 and Galatians 2:20. Romans 7:18-25. Romans 8:10. Colossians 1:23. And 1 John 2:28-26. Daily Light, June the 13th, evening. Do you believe in the Son of Man? And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? He is the radiance of the glory of God, and the exact imprint of his nature. He who is the blessed and only Sovereign, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honour and eternal dominion. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Lord, I believe. I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So the honour is for you who believe. Do you believe in the Son of Man? John 9:35-36. John 9:35. And John 9:36, Hebrews 1:3, 1 Timothy 6:15-16, Revelation 1:8, John 9:38, 2 Timothy 1:12, and 1 Peter 2:6-7.